One of the things that has grown on me since I came to this church, it's actually the conversations that I have with persons when they're leaving the church after Mass. They are ways of making connection. And then I've also come to realize that conversation, dialogue, whatever we term it, it's a very important part of our Christian religion. So let us look at the first reading. The first reading is about a conversation between three persons. A conversation between David, Nathan, and God. Because David wanted to know what he needed to do. So what did he do? He approached Nathan the prophet. And I see that happening so often that persons are wondering what direction their life should take. And what do? They go and they speak to the priest. The priest may give an initial answer, just like Nathan did. And then we have to make sure that God is brought into the conversation. And when God comes in, the direction that one has decided to go on may indeed change. Because really, whatever it is always about the way of God. It's God's way. Because that is the true highway. So we don't say it's God's way or the highway, but God's way is the highway. And then we look at the conversation in the gospel. So first we see an angel approaching Mary. And the angel went as a messenger of God. So in that conversation, there were the three persons involved as well. The angel, there's Mary, and there was God. Because the angel Gabriel was passing on to Mary the message from God. So Mary heard the greeting. And then we're told that she was wondering what this greeting could possibly mean. So in other words, she was wondering, what direction is this conversation going to take? And when she entered into the conversation, she asked a very important question. How will all of this come about? And she was told, it is by the Holy Spirit. So again we see, it is God's way that will cause everything to happen. It is God who will lead us in the way that we need to go. So having had this conversation, we can think then that David looked and then he heard what God said. God was saying, I am the one who has done these things in the past. I'm the one who will do these things in the future. Mary was told, it is God who will take care of everything in the future. And both persons, David and Mary, had to accept the will and the way of God. And Mary's response was, I am the Lord's handmaid. Let it be done to me according to his word. It was a similar response that David made, because he allowed the way of God to be carried out. And that way of God had great implications, not just for his day, but for the future. And the same thing happens with us, my sisters and brothers, that when we enter into a dialogue with God, this dialogue will have great repercussions for the future as well. So we have to make sure that what we do and do now, we do always with God's directives. So I want us to think of a dialogue that we're going to be engaged in a little while. Because something with this dialogue is of the same nature as the dialogue with Mary. So the angel greeted her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The dialogue in which we'll engage upon in a little while, I will say to you, the Lord be with you. You have heard those words before, haven't you? So that really is the beginning of our dialogue. The Lord be with you. And as you acknowledge the presence of the Lord, you are going to respond to the person who gives that greeting, and your response is, and with your spirit. With that being said, it means that we can truly then enter into a conversation. If those two things had not taken place, the conversation would be, let's say, null and void. This is what I see happening when people are leaving the church or even coming into the church when they approach the priest. But we will say more than that. Because in order for us to continue in the dialogue, we have to be involved with this from the very heart. Lift up your heart. And then you respond, "We lift them up to you, Father Priest." No. What do we say? "We lift them up to the Lord." And the priest is so happy when those words are said that then he will say, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." And your response is, "Well, what did you expect?" Right? It is right and just. That's what we should be doing. And this is exactly what Mary was saying in her response. It is right and just when she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." So in other words, Mary was saying, "God, bring it on. I'm ready. I am ready." And that's what God expects of us. When he enters into dialogue with us, he wants us to say, "Yes, I am ready." And when we say our yes to God, we'll make sure that we're engaged in something that will have great repercussions, as I said before, on the world. So we're not just some individual there or whatever it is, but we have been created by God, we have been called into communion with God, and we have been called to be in communion with our world. And because of Mary's yes, that which we will be commemorating later on today was able to take place. So did Mary know what was going to happen? She wasn't sure of exactly what would happen, but she was ready. She was ready for that. And she has set that example for us. So on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we're saying with Mary, I am ready. I am ready. And our celebration of Christmas will say to the world, we were ready. And when you enter the church after this, you will see that we at Mary, Queen of the Universe, that we are ready. We are ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we are ready to take all of that into the world, because we will be going out into the world to engage in a dialogue with them. And we will greet them, the Lord be with you. We'll invite them to lift up their hearts, and we'll keep on doing this because it is right and just.